SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. If you're going off to a new school this September, we have a special program coming up just for you. And please stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. It's almost the start of the new academic year, and what does that mean for some of us? Well, we'll be in a new environment with no friends and a whole new routine that we must adapt to. For some, fitting in will be easy, while for others, the very thought of change will scare them. A few persons shared with us how they felt about starting a new school.
I just started high school. I was shy.
Starting a new school environment can be a bit difficult. I attended an all-girls school for 5 years, so when I was about to start pre-university, I was a bit nervous. I mean, I'm going to see guys. Going to be an environment with both female and male, so yes, I was nervous.
In the first year, I ended up being the youngest in the class, and I was bullied a lot.
I was really, 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 really shy.
Well, from primary school, we had 5 subjects, and now we had to make this big transition to 16 subjects. That was a ride.
People change schools at least 3 times in childhood, but it can be hard to adjust to a new place. So here are a few tips to help you ease into your new environment. Guess what? You will not be the only new person at the school, so this makes it easier to meet and gain new friends. Join a club. This way you'll meet people who have common interests as you, and this will make it easier to form new friendships. Be patient. It can be pretty annoying to have to learn all the people, places, teachers, and subjects again from scratch. But things will fall into place for you at your new school if you give them time. And remember to choose your friends wisely and don't waste time. Time wasted can never be regained.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Prioritize. Use the 80-20 rule originally stated by the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, who noted that 80% of the reward comes from 20% of the effort. The trick to prioritizing is to isolate and identify that valuable 20%. Once identified, prioritize time to concentrate your work on those items with the greatest reward. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Another plan of Vision 2030 is to create a society with a modern and humane correctional service system. It is hoped that this will contribute to increased productivity and allow more Jamaicans to contribute positively to the growth and development of communities, towns, and cities. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Me used to run light post to light post. Go home, go eat. My mother was a bake pudding with the flake up on the top. Yes, that was nice. Lola Campbell, Stokes Hall.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks again for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and the studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.